feet out of the cicadas. And I was like lying on the dirt in this tent, and these cicadas just got nuts. Like my whole body just like melted and disappeared. And I went on this like sound journey, but I met the Guardians of Time. Like they were standing like, you probably can't see, but they were standing like with their arms, both of their arms were like this, and both of their legs were like apart, apart like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like it's like in the Egyptian, like in the hieroglyphs, how they have those people like holding like that. That's what they reminded me of. And they were made of stone, and they had like the whole freaking universe like etched on them. And then there were these like, it was fucking, it was a trip, man. Like, it was like I'd taken acid or something, but it was cool. And I met them twice now, and I have this thing with time, and like, even just 5 breaths, I feel like they gave me a gift, like this gift of like restraint and being able to literally like slow time in breath. And every time I like tune into my creative self, like I feel that gift of like, of time, and that breath that you're saying of like, you can choose to have breaths and be like, fuck, I've got lots to do. Or when you slow down and you're like, I have an abundance of time. Like, and I love the minute. I love how you break down the minutes. But, yeah, when I have the mantra, I have an abundance of time. Like, I can literally, like, time literally expands. Like, you can get everything done. It feels fucking good. Like, everything's on. It's like, bam, 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 bam.
Yes, and the reason being, what I've learned, especially I learned a lot through Cryon, and I got introduced to, I told you how my YouTubes are now, I got introduced to this guy named Ashtar, the Ashtar Command, which is cool, like, and it's like, every time I get introduced to somebody else, they're like higher dimension, different levels, but the biggest thing that I learned is that we have to believe in ourselves, like, our powers don't work on people that don't believe in powers. Like, if you don't believe in magic, ain't no point in me. Yeah, it doesn't. But yeah, fuck that. Like, I ain't even wasting my attention. That's why speaking to those that listen, yeah, like, this is the thing. Like, there's a small few that's listening to me right now. There's a good amount that hears me and feels me. But, like, to have these conversations, like, most of my family in this live stream doesn't really understand. Because I was talking to my childhood friend, somebody I grew up with, I went to high school with. Like, he literally is like, yo, I hear you, bro, but I don't understand what's going on. This was after I prayed for his father. I just posted a picture of his father on my Facebook. After I prayed for his father when we was just in ICU with the energy shit, he's like, yo, I still don't know what you do, bro, but, like I fuck with you. Like,
I don't think they need to understand, like, and I used to get really stuck on that. Like, that actually used to bring my vibe down because I used to have to explain my shit. Like, you don't have to explain shit. Like, you don't. We don't have to anymore. Yeah, we don't have to.
No, so it's like, yo, believing in yourself is powerful. Like, that's what, yeah. I got a guy named Dan from the group that he's like, yo, your higher self loves talking to me. Like, it's not just Dan.
Dan
McGlattery? Yes, yeah. And look, he's all the way in fucking England. Like, Scotland. Like,
he's fucking cool. He's got something. Like, he's...
Oh.
I think you're amazing. I think you're so patient. Like, you're you have such a great capacity to, like, encourage. And I do too, but I kind of, like... Maybe because I know it's your group and I don't, but I'm like, I can't deal. Sometimes I just get like, I can't deal,
I just disconnect. Like, yo, you don't have to be obligated to that 24/7. Like, do you see that? Like, even when I went to, look, I thank you for still taking a call with me, but like, yo, like, I moved the fucking house today. Like, I had to deal with a baby and a mother-in-law that really doesn't like me and a partner that we're going out of a fucking relationship. No one really knows what I'm dealing with, so, like, I disconnect. I got so many devices, but, like, when I do connect, I'm very intentional, though. Like, it's this, no, you see what I'm saying? We can, we can jump in and out of whatever realities we want to. Like, I saw a post today where somebody was like, when they get around others, they, like, low vibes, they have to go out into nature because they feel so down. Wake your ass up. Get stronger, my nigga. You know.
I mean, I get hardline. I'm like, here's the fucking shit. I'm not like, I'm just like, here's the shit. A, B, C. Like, pretty fucking simple. Like, I get really hard-nosed because I'm like, pick your shit up and let's go. You know, like, you are, like, very loving and, like, blah, 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 and I'm like, nah, let's go. Like,
no, and...
Here's the
And that's because we're integrating. But we can see both aspects. You and I was telling that to Eileen, because she has an... Eileen is another one that is amazing. She's a graduate from Hofstra Journalism. Like, I bring up Dan, but Wade as well. Like, this 5D... So it's like, I'm sitting back. I'm grateful. Like, I'm truly grateful for these amazing people. You yourself, too. Like, yo, this is what patience and compassion give you. Like, yo, I'm not in it for the quick one. Like, I know that this is a life journey. Like, I so know this is a life journey. And going through a divorce, losing my house, my car, all that shit, everything in the material world that a lot of people need and they desire for. Like, I got to make myself desire money. Do you know that? Like, I have to literally make, like, to the point where, like, I have to change my perspective on what money is. Like, how you said, talk about time. Like, I look at people and assets and resources as money. So that's what makes me easier for me to be compassionate and loving. Look, I got to show that shit. No matter how much I talk about it, like, I have to show that shit. So it's like the people that do pay attention to me right now, these are going to be my loyal followers when I have millions and millions and billions of people. Cause we are multidimensional. We're galaxy right now, and this is the shift before like flying cars and teleportation and like I said, yeah. It's decentralizing of a lot of technologies, yeah. A lot of economics. So it's like I'm super fucking excited about the next 50 to 60 years while people are talking about the next 5.
The next 10 years is gonna be massive too. Like,
oh yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, no, you go.
No, you had something on your mind. You had something. I want you to know, like, these right here give me an opportunity to talk at my higher self. Like, I go into channel sessions, and I channel off of the vessel that we're connected with. Like, I thoroughly believe, like I said, when I studied theologies and I studied the different religions, like, a lot of things stuck out. The stories that they use, they always had an underlying meaning. Like when
yeah.
Always.
Like archetype, they're like story. Oh, Richard. Like, I love. Richard, my mentor, says like story is like one of the things that is eternal. Like, even when people die, the story still remains.
Yep.
And the story lives. It's like, it's an archetype that literally lives in our genetics. Like the romance story, the savior story. Like, all of these stories, like, they're literally like inside us. And I totally get that. And I actually wrote an article about the power of storytelling. Like, integrating it with children and using like story as medicine to like teach children how to like do simple things like go to the potty and like care for each other and like in like creating metaphor in story to give them something and even help them like draw the book and stuff and like.
That's so fucking magical. Like, and it doesn't have to be kids. We have to learn how to be kids. So, like, even what you said, like, I was telling you about Eileen and Wade, and, like, she did breaking down the ability of energies, and she did it in a very linear way, which was cool because by the end of it, like, I love how you say you're doing your affirmations and your breathing, and even how you get to people like A, B, C. Like, that's how people understand. That's how we bridge that gap into the quantum world. Once they like us, that's the thing about it. I learned that I just got to make people like me. And then eventually they'll trust me because, like, I trust me. Like, I'm so honest about everything that goes on in my life, from jail to my hair to, like, me breaking up to me being a woman. Yo, like, I was on a radio show, and I was like, yo, I used to be a professional hoe. But when I said that, I was like, before that, I had told the co-host, I had let her know, like, me and you share some things in common, but, like, I wasn't trying to share that part in common, but I was just, like, the ability to speak. She was like, first off, I want to clear it up for the radio world that I never was a professional hoe. But when I said it, I was like, I hoe intentionally now because I understand my attention and my energy has to be shifted in a certain way. And when you learn that, you spend time. Like, I still do business with tons of females. That's what, being a professional hoe is just giving all your time to the opposite sex and to get with the physical desire. But now my physical desire is spiritual enlightenment and empowerment. So I hoe with guys, I hoe with girls, I hoe with kids. Like, yo.
Fucking hoe.
Yes, but do you see how I take the power back? Because that was something that was negative in my life. So, and you being able to share what you share, like when I bring out linear, a lot of people like may take that negatively. No, you have to do that shit your way. And then even with you having your dreams and your visions about time, I have people now ask me to interpret their dreams. And it's awesome because like, yo, it's my truth. Like, yo, let's go. Like, but I'm tuned into like the person that's asking me, I'm tuned into that moment. Cryon talks about channeling and how channeling is going to be the big bridge for a lot of people to understand. We channel very well. Would you look at me and like I have Bashar and all of, like I don't have to go into the, I don't have to do that. Like I don't have to, like you don't have to do that.
I think that serves its purpose for his people because it helps people understand like the dimensionality of it.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's,
yes, and this is the thing, because there's so many light warriors that's coming up now, like there's going to be way more accessibility to our truthism, because like that's the thing, a lot of these ancients, I've watched Cryon messages change within 3 to 5 years of him dropping them out, like I've listened to him add certain things on, like that's why I told you, like a lot of the messages I'm listening to now are from 2015, 2013, it's like right when a bunch of people got their powers back after 2012, after the end of the world. So like now understanding that we are still we're in that same shift, like the cycle. So like knowing that, the more ways you can bridge, like I turn myself into an indie hip-hop artist. Like I'm an indie hip-hop artist. That puts me in another genre and category where I can deliver truth and messages. Like that's it. You just deliver your truth and messages. And I'm loving what you're doing with the stories, because facts tell and stories sell. You got to sell yourself. I've been selling myself for the past 5, 6, 7 years on social media. So it's like a lot of the rapport that I have, it's because I built that relationship with myself. And I see that in each other. And this is the thing. I tell you what I tell you about money. And I love the responses because you wear your emotions on your face. This is why I like doing FaceTime. Because you can like, it's nonverbal communication is very important to me. So it's like, that's how I can be as transparent as I am, because I tell people all the time, I don't speak to your being or your best, so I speak to your soul. And nonverbal communication is soul speaking. So it's like, that's how we can talk for 45 minutes, an hour. Like, remember me telling you being a professional hoe? Like, I've developed communication skills and listening skills that by me opening attention to it in a positive light or in a higher light, it allowed me to advance on like, you're good at what you do. Now do it efficiently. Now do it intentionally. My last partner told me, like that statement that I said, like me being able to speak with females at all times of the night, messaging females, getting them to give me hearts and stuff, and still be in a relationship, that shit requires articulation. Like she told me, she was like, if you go a whole right and that, but I share that because there's a lot of people that are going through relationship issues. There's a lot of people that go in relationship issues with themselves. So it's like, I look at my life as a book. It's a going book. Like we look at all of those stories. That's it.
Yeah, relationship. Like for me, like it's a very clear energy. Like that. Like what you're saying when you relate to females. Like there's like I feel. And I can feel it, like, fucking immediately. I can feel it looking at someone's picture. Like, you know, I'm just like, delete. You know, like, you just know it, like, immediately. But your boundary, like you're saying you're hoeing, but, yeah, and I get it, I totally get that. But, like, your boundary of, like, your energy and, like, what you're giving and the exchange is really fucking clear without words. Like, it's real. It's
and I appreciate awesome. That. And this is the thing, like, I'm learning the like, you're like, what's these calls supposed to be about? Like, I don't know. Like, nigga, like, we tuning in the channel. I don't know how the channel's going to be prior to the channel. Does that make sense? So it's like, when it does, like, I get stuff like that. So it's like, I don't, everybody can't articulate that to me or, like, understand what I'm saying. So it's like, when I do have people in my circle or in my sphere, or in my atmosphere at any given moment, I enjoy that, because this is the thing, like we start seeing, like a lot of people say, like I'm the smartest person in my circle, there's not many people like me, this, that, and third. I run into a lot more people like me because like I be my most authentic self, which allows the most people to be their most authentic self quicker. So it's like when you saying about my energy and my boundaries, I'm glad.
Yeah. It's osmosis, like that permission, like you're just giving everyone, you being yourself gives everyone being themselves, gives everyone else permission to just fucking be themselves. It's so simple. It's so simple.
Yes. And like I said, the more we just got to make this common conversation. And then like, as it's dope that you talked about that book, The Archetypes. Let me show you something. So, my talk, when you talk about you bridge, this is how, this is like why, this is all you need to talk about right now if you want to make, like, because there's an infinite amount of potentials of things that we can do. Like, I was even wondering, like, yo, I've watched so many of those fucking webinars. I literally watched so many of them, and like, I sat hours and did notes on, like, I did, like, I'm at the breakfast table. This is when I was making six figures. This is when I had launched my second and third book. Like I was making, like, it's crazy because, like, when you realize you're going from one step to the next, you think that it has to be where, like, yo, your bank account opens up and da da da. No, you just literally get access to other bank accounts. You get access to people that will write you checks. You get access to other car. You get access to what's already there to the point when you make it a habit and then everything is always there. Like, when you learn that, like, I went from the hood to making six figures, and in that time frame, like, I thought it was just because I look good. I thought it was just because I was reading these books.
That probably helped.
No, but like, it played a part. But like, it was literally a maturation process of me coming into me. But no, it does. It does because like people like that, getting people to like you and trust you. Like my looks play a huge part. That's why this big thing with this beard. Like, I get less engagement that I have this beard, but I still get engagement because I give eye contact. Like, I'm sending my energy off before I even come into the place. I told my people, I love going outside and playing with energy. I'm like, you don't like playing with energy? You talk about playing with breaths. I play with breaths. I play with thoughts. I play with time. I heal other people's chakras even if they don't ask me. Like, if I have an understanding of them understanding magic, like, I am literally being the light everywhere I go. And now I don't care if I'm getting credit for it. Because if I want to give myself credit for it, I'll take a picture. I'll document. I'll do whatever I want. Like, so I share this with you because all of the timing of us coming together, me and you, and then you coming into the Magnetic Minds and seeing how crazy it is, and then also me telling you, nigga, you could disconnect. If you don't disconnect, who gonna put you on punishment for disconnecting? That lightning in the background, huh? Like, look, you got a family. You have a soul family, but you also have your family that you're setting the foundation for. That's one of the biggest things that I realize. And every time I tell people I got six children, they're like, oh, man, I feel, nigga, you feel for me. Don't feel for me. These are six legacy. Like, no matter what person in the world believes what I say, my children will love me anyway. And my children will carry on my legacy. Like, I'm focused on legacy. I told a guy today, he was in his 50s. I was like, yeah, I got six. He was like, oh, I only got two, man. I feel for you. I was like, that's cool. I'm gonna have a total of 10. He was like, oh, okay, you're gonna have 10. I'm like, yeah. They're gonna re-put my books out there, they're gonna tune into themselves. He was like, oh damn, it gives you an opportunity to have a conversation with somebody that they're normally not having. That's why being you and being okay with being you is so powerful here. Like, Jesus couldn't even perform his own miracles in his hometown because their belief didn't fucking match his dopeness. They saw him grow up. Like, it's like it's same thing with Muhammad. Like, same thing with any, though. Their belief didn't match his dopeness. So when you realize, like, you can start sniffing out and smell. I tell people, like, I love having people around me that can see energy and feel powers and all that. Because, like I said, I don't have all the abilities. I just have the abilities that my DNA brought back into this life, which is cool. And you have the abilities that yours. And when you're around other people that are using their shits and that are talking about their shits and they're writing books about it and they're having lectures about it and they're going on tour with it and they're doing this shit all over the world, like, oh, I can do it too.
Yeah.
And with technology, and this is the thing, this technology is very fucking addictive. Because the powers that be that made it, they made it to tune into our intuitive frequencies and made it to tune into our emotions, just like we tune into nature's and everyone else. So that's dope. They put the bridge there, but we got to get through the ugly stage of people even understanding that bridge. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
So, and
everything functions, like all that stuff, and I totally resonate with what you said, and all that stuff I feel like has a fucking epic, you're right, it is the bridge. And I this is a little bit off topic, but it's not really, I'm going to circle back around. Even like the stuff, like, you know, people going on about the chemtrails and like all the fucking blah, 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 all the stuff, I'm like, yeah, it's fucking badass. Like, I get it. But we're not victims. Like, this is it's like a game of chess. Like, they're going to move this here, like, we're going to fucking move this here, like, you know what I mean? It's like this constant, it's not like, boom, checkmate, it's like, fuck no, this isn't checkmate, like, this is an opportunity for us to adapt, like, that addiction, like, actually, I know, because I'm fully addicted to, I'm like, fuck, I'm so addicted to technology.
But it's okay, you just have to learn how to, like, I'm addicted to it too, you just have to learn how to understand it for what it is, and even what you were saying about the chemtrails, yes, we're in a spiritual battle, and it's dope. What I learned about every anime, every good guy, bad guy movie, like, because we're emotional beings, when the good guy holds the light around the bad guy, that motherfucker always tell his plan. So, like, I'd rather have an enemy. That's why when people talk about Trump, like, they're so fucking disturbed about him and everything that he does and everything that he stands for. I'm like, yo, he stands for what a lot of the collective consciousness stand for, and I'd rather him tell me...
Not.
Yeah, he's all the way in the mix of all this energy. Like, he's just responding to how the emotions are. Go ahead.
And if anyone's subconscious, then they have some level of denial. That's all fucking subconscious is. Like, it's a level of denial. So, like, he's just, to me, I just see him as, like, an expression of that fucking denial. Like, that has to exist, like, inside every single person.
It does, and it was, and I want you to know that what you said wasn't off topic. It's very aligned. Like, that's, no, and I bring that into what we were saying, this conversation from you sending me the webinar to me even telling you I want your assistance. Moment I told you I want your assistance with webinar, I got two or three people from the universe that said, like, yo, are you doing webinars? What do you know about webinars? It is awesome because, like, yo, that used to surprise me. But, like, now it's like, yeah, this is how the universe answers those that believe. Those that believe. Like, my belief has gotten higher and higher. Like I said, I'm not where I thought I should have been several years ago because of just my belief. Like, it works in both ways. Believe I can, I believe I can. So it's like...
Exactly. It's a science, and like the more I activate that, like every single day in every fucking thing I do, like from washing the dishes to like writing to sleeping to breathing to like everything, like the more I activate that, like I feel my potency just like going, just like 10xing.
And that's the thing about anything, 10xing, quantuming, like. The groups, your ability to start a group in a community is a skill, and the ability to hold people, like, you're holding flames, your people are giving you energy, they're looking for your words and attention, you have influence. I got a book, like, literally, I was looking at all the books that I possess, just like my shoes that I showed you. I don't ever have to buy books, like, I could just go, people are giving them to me, I find them in places. So it's just like, literally, understanding that the world needs what we have, and that the more we are us, everything else gets taken care of, and everything that we put out in a linear format, from books to audios to podcasting, when we do it together, it's going to be amazing. Dan just sent me a message and was like, yo, bro, like, it was out of the blue. I woke up too, like, I usually, after I wake up, everybody be like, yo, your higher self got in touch with me. It's super dope. So it's like, I understand. Like, I haven't tuned all the way into my dream world and have full control, but I practice sitting down with the masterminds, the greats. You read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That Sixth Sense Mastermind, I did that for like a year straight. And I still do it in my meditations, and I need to do it more in my just going to sleep. But like I that tuned up my sixth sense. That opened me up to like this non-physical stuff that we're talking about. And like I said, the more people that we have on these magazines, the more people that we have in our each other's group. Like, this is the thing, the integration of oneness is so necessary and needed, and like that's my mission and message. People ask me like, "Yo, what is your mission? Who's your target market?" And I'm like, "It's dope because like he really wants to help me target this down." And I'm like, "Yo, who's consciousness? All right, well, what's consciousness? Well, people that believe in fucking aliens, like yo, fucking people with mental disorder. That's why like I'm now taking that lane of mental health." Because it could let me be fucking weird. Like, it could let me be me. Niggas, you ain't gonna say shit to me. Like, mental health, nigga. I was in the psych ward. What? Like, yo, it's like you take, just how I took the whole power back. I'm taking that power. And it opens, it opens my spectrum. Like, that's why I talk about relationships. Like, that's like that's why, like, it opens my spectrum. And when you learn that, then I can do a relationship segment where I'm giving them tips and value on that shit through my life, and then I can bridge it into a coaching. Like, I coach everybody. Everybody I have a conversation with.
Do you do coaching? Do you one-on-one coaching?
Yes. Every conversation, any meeting that I have, that's a coaching session. Because, like, I'm at that point. But I do have broken down pricing and structure and all that. I told you, like, 3 years ago, I built all this out. But, like, I let it go after my divorce. Like, you know, like, half of my business. Huh?
Do you still want to do that stuff?
That is the unlimited pot of gold. When you get yourself digital, because it never goes away. The internet never cuts off. And when you establish that framework, that's a business model. Like, and then you stop. Like, I'll know. Like I want to have affiliate programs out of all that. Like, webinars is my Facebook Lives. We can set up. Like, I'm now in a position that I know how to automatically make certain types of content. I could storyboard out several series and knock them shits out. Like I said, I have my TU of life, that the online university. That's my shell. Like, and like I said, I don't want to just put stuff up there without having a team around it. I'm not just trying to put stuff out just to put out. My next things that I'm going to package up and sell for money are going to have quality bundled, like high quality stuff, because like that's the next stages that I'm going to, if that makes sense. So like,
yeah, well that's exactly what I see. And I see it has to be strategic in the sense of like how it's set out, like how the tiers. I'm sure you know this already, but like, yeah, it'll be fun. If you want me to help, like, I think it would be fun to do. Like, I would find that really fun.
Yes, and I want, everything that I do is not, like, I coach one-on-one, but, like, my projects, how you said projects, I want this, like, webinar thing to be a project. Like, it's going to be about 5 or 6 of us. That's how successful people, this is the thing, a lot of people don't understand. I worked in corporate America for over fucking 13 years, and Fortune 500 companies, T-Mobile, SunTrust, fucking Bank of America. Like, I worked at these places, and I worked my way up. Like, I didn't just come in and be entry level, and I learned that, like, yo, it takes a team or a group of people to complete a worthy task. You see what I'm saying? A worthy task. Like, even Jesus. So, like, that's why, like, when I sent you the message, I was like, I don't know where, and I asked the universe, where is this going? And then, like, I get the reminders. I'll get the reminders. This is where it's going. You already know this. So, like, when I do have the conversation, I've already been there before. I love your idea. This is the thing. I'm sharing this with you because this is exactly what you're doing. Like, this is the next stages for you as well. Like, it's not just the next stages for me. Like, all these ideas that you have with the stories for the children, yes, it's amazing. You could put that shit, package that shit in as a free bundle for the people that do buy your regular programs, that do have kids, because what's going to happen is when you do get confident enough in it, then you do put the program around, it's just going to come out. And it's going to be like, bam, bam, bam. So, like, strategy, like, I'm even about to start making separate Instagram accounts. Like, I can't hit everybody with the Instagram that I have right now. That Instagram is from 2014. That's over 4 years worth of consciousness. Like, I was several different consciousnesses in all those years.
I think that's I know, I feel like that about my Insta account too. I'm like, oh, should I delete it? Or
no, you just branch off. Like, you like technology. Instagram recently did the part where you can manage multiple accounts just from your one. So, like, so you don't have to delete it. You just create another one for whatever campaign or series that you're running out. Like, I understand, like, yo, we're networks. Our vessels allow us to be out there in entertainment and fashion and lifestyle because we do look the way we do. And now what we do with it is up to us. So, like I literally, I know the stage that I want to be at and all I want to do for the next several years. You said the next 10 years. Like, I got to get a lot of this shit that I wrote in my notebooks, that I've, like, the videos and stuff that I put out. Like, because I don't do it so clean, like, I have to clean it up. Because even the guy, I met a videographer that's going to be like, I don't know if you know D-Rock from Gary Vee, but he's going to be following me around and getting tons of footage with me. So it's like, if my quality is going to step up. But like, I had these things. Hey. So last week, actually a week and a half ago, I asked the universe. I was like, look, I need my D-Rock. I've been asking for a D-Rock for the past few years, but I had to believe that I had a D-Rock worthy. So I was like, I got him, and he was one of the ones that asked me. This is where I knew that it was ordained or it was divine. Like, in the midst, I was like, so what do you want from me? It doesn't seem like a win-win. He's like, I want to do what you're doing. He's like, what you're doing with spirituality, what you're doing, how you out here, like, I want to do that. And by me being able to record you and capture you, I'll learn. I was like, boom. That's what's up. Let's fucking do this. Look, let me.
That is awesome.
So, while he's sitting in his nice ass Sony camera with the mic and all that, like, stuff that people are like, yo, I don't have this, or I don't have the money to spend it. No, I'm like, yo, you have people around you. If you don't have it, what do you have? What do you have? So it's like, that's the biggest thing. So it's like, I'm excited. And literally, like, I'm sitting in an empty ass house, right? My kid, my baby, she went with her mom. Like, everything is gone. And I'm back starting from square one, right? But, like, it's so fucking exciting because square one is not one anymore. It can be square 1 million. Because of the people that I'm going to talk to tomorrow, whoever I engage with, like, it's gonna be so fucking cool. Nah, we haven't been together for the past several months, but I wanted to make sure that the baby came in a peaceful situation. Like, the ability to self-sacrifice and to please and all that, like, yo, like, you, what you said about me and my openness and my compassion that I'm building up, yo, like, I had the best trainers. I put myself in a position, even down to my mom. I choked my mom. Like, she's not even really talking to me right now. And she's the reason why I'm on this mission to in regards to energy and everything, because she battling fibromyalgia. But, like, no, I'm not together. Yeah. So, when it's a lot of stories that I haven't talked about yet. A lot. Like, I talk about, like, I use social media now. You see that all my posts or my videos are very intentional. I'm talking about the same shit over and over again. Like, I got the same people in there, and I might get one or two different people. But, like, my next big stage is webinar, this 5D magazine, and then also get people to do group meditations and to do group lessons.
I owned a online magazine too. Like, I know I structured an online magazine for women. Just saying.
Listen, like that right there, and when did you do it, and what was it called?
It was called Willow, and it was like conscious parenting, and it was sick, like, it was fucking sick. It was so good. We did three massive editions, and then I did it with two other mums, and one of them became single mom, and the other one, her best friend died and got pregnant in the space of a week. And just like, I couldn't, I had a 1-year-old at the time. He wasn't even one, he was like 6 months. And I'm like, I'm not doing this by myself. So I just let it go. But that's how I ended up working with Richard Rudd, who wrote The Gene Key, because I interviewed him for that magazine and we just like really clicked. And then he invited me to come work for him and do a magazine for him because he loved our magazine so much. And I worked for him in his media department and blah, blah, blah.
No, don't blah, 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 blah. Every moment, yo. And I share that with you because you ever heard somebody say, long story short? You do that because you feel that uncomfortableness that is just like, yo, am I talking too much about myself? Like, if you don't sit in that shit, let me create this picture. Like, this is my powers, vision. Like, you just told me that you did a magazine and it's dope because, like, I'm sitting over here, I'm sending you questions. Like, yo, so why did you stop? And then you start talking about why did you stop? Like, and so you don't, like... I want you to know how tuned in we are. But it's a simple fact that, because this is the meat and potatoes. This is the awesomeness of who you are coming to be. Like you said, you stopped the magazine, and this magazine opened you up to big people for you to make another magazine. But it also, you saw what happens when you start doing something big. Your shit happens. Life happens to people. You're put in a position. Do I sink or swim? And so you being able to relive that shit, that's just another story. So it's like, no, finish. Please. No long story short. Like, I talk a lot. And honestly, I talked and connected everything of our last few conversations so you could understand where I want to go and what's next. And you're talking about the things that you understand and that makes you happy. It's win-win. You're talking about the things off of what I just said, what is sparked in you. Always look like it, and that is how you become a master communicator and be okay with it. I love your truth. I love your mission and vision. I love it to the point where, because it is me, if I was a mom from Australia with a baby, like, I be telling my partner this shit all the time, like, I've had a baby before. She's like, no, you don't know. I'm like, nigga, I had plenty of fucking babies. Like, I've been a fucking woman before. And when I tell her this shit, her eyes get big and she look at me all funny. I'm like, yo, you sit up here and, yo, you, we... We created sexitation together. Like, yo, like you talk about products. Like, that sexitation product, multi-billion dollar product. Because not many people have... it's blending kundalini and music and sound and sex and yoga and partnership and relationship. Yo, it's blending all the shit we... it's blending everything. Yes, but that's one of my webinars. To be able to talk relationships and then talk sexitation, how you being intentional with your thoughts and how you manifest and attract what you desire. And look, this is how dope it is, right? Like I told the universe, I don't like writing anymore, right? I don't like writing shit out. I just like doing audio and like video.
I just made 2 grand. I just got a message. I just made 2 grand.
Congratulations! Congratulations! Yes! Yes! Look at that manifestation. Look at that. Look at that excitement. Like, hey. Look, do you see that though?
Sick.
Yo, it's sick because you put the fucking work in and then you let it be.
I fucking did. Woo!
Yo, look, I had a great ass breakthrough and epiphany this before I went to sleep, and it was like whatever we ignore and push down, it grows stronger. So why not ignore our ability to make bread? Because that's already abundant. Like, you aren't thinking about making no money right now, but it's like, bam. Yeah, we was talking about the internet never going off, and that's how. Like, and then bam. Like, yo. I'm glad I got to witness that. Yo, I have I watch several young 20-year-olds. It was five of them, right? I watched them over the past 3 years, and this past week they deposited the five of them between them bonus checks upwards of $265,000. So, and this was 1 month worth of bonus checks. So these five young African American males, all every different, they cover different races, different perspective of the hues of the African American male. And when I saw them deposit that or make that post, like, I was like, yes, this is going to set a ripple through tons of neighborhoods, like, all that, because, like, how you just went ecstatic over that random digital. It's just numbers. All it is an email with numbers on it that tell you you have more stuff you could do stuff with. Like, I was telling somebody, I was like, yo, like, my partner is so big on credit score because her mom is big on credit. So I was like, yo, do you got to understand this? You don't even have credit until you fucking take out a debt to get credit, a number. You don't have a number. Like, if credit was so important, my shit would be at a million when I first born. And then, like, everything I do would make it go down from there. But it doesn't come until you give me something to owe you. So it's like, when you understand that they created that. So now, like, I share all of that because we're now creating a 5D state of mind. You just saw 5D currency. You just, like, you did it. You put in that fucking work. Like, yo, like, this is, it's dope. It's super fucking dope.
I'm so good.
Yo,
so good.
It is. And people need to feel that.
This is why I love money, right? Because it's so, like, I fucking love how clear the energy of money is. And I love the paradox of money. I love that money is going to be a paradox, but it's going to fucking dissolve. Like, it's not the end line, it's not everything. But when it, like, it's what was I read a quote the other day. What was it? I read it down. The sole purpose of money is to express appreciation. I'm like, fucking yes it is.
Fucking A.
That's so true.
Yo.
Have, like, the actual, like, the physical land for people who are, like, really learning how to, like, play with all of our energy fields and, like, align to the science of the universe. Mm-hmm. It's such a fucking wicked tool to do that. Like, it's just, I love it. I love it.
Yes. And that's what the world needs us. Like, how you was talking about the problems. If you look at the problems like this, it's more for us to solve. It's way more for us to solve. Like, I don't care much for Trump, the character, but I love and have compassion for him. But what I do love about him is what he's shining a light on was this ugly-ass political system that's not just our political system. It's across the world. Like, yo, people don't understand, we're in a global economy. Global economy. Like, me and you are not in the same country. Like, when I tell people, like, yeah, I talk to South Africa, the UK, Australia. They be like, what? You do that? I'm like, nigga, you do it too when you go live. You do it too. You got, like, if you understand how really connected you are. But I'm, like, you said you love technology. I came out the womb loving technology. I was taking apart VCRs and computers. Like I saw the maturation of computers. I've been a gamer, a tech person for a very long time. So why not solve the problems of this thing that's called technology that so many people love, but, like, they don't understand the extension of, like, how it's tuning into your consciousness, how it's playing, how it can become addictive, just like fucking weed or crack or whatever, and how you're looking for those likes, and how you have to believe in yourself, but you have to have a certain amount of self-esteem. Like, there should be self-esteem questionnaires before you get a Facebook account or Instagram account, honestly, because, like, if you're not in an emotional state, like, that shit can be detrimental. You wonder why cyberbullying causes suicides and certain things. Like, even with, like, being an internet person or online marketer or business person, I love what you're doing so much because Gary Vee talks about it, and this is a solution that he would listen from you that, like, with me, it probably take a couple more. He's open to the black community right now and the artists because he understands there's a big hole. And he's also open to women that like you, that understand money, that understand to believe. Like, so it's like I it's dope that you like Gary Vee as well, and that's a connection point because it gives us more stuff to talk about. And at the end of the day, I thoroughly learned that we came here and split up into all these many different versions of ourselves, even down to the little bugs that come on us and fuck with us. So, yes. So I'm like I said, I just want to solve as many problems. And like I said, I looked at my life. That's how I took Wallace Waddles and what he said in regards to not looking at your life a certain way. Like, I just figure out the problems that I could solve in my life. And, like, I always got technology. I always have food. I always have somebody that want to spend time. Like, this is the thing. If you can get someone's attention, that's what Gary always talks about. Attention is currency. That's who I got it from. Like, yo, attention is currency. If you can get their attention, then you can exchange whatever you desire for it. But you have to be able to have you have to be in control of it. That's what, you said you love money? Fuck yeah. I love the fuck out of money too, because, like, yo, I have a story where I prayed for my mom in a week and took her pain away, and I gave her $100, and the excitement that she got from the $100 was way more than the prayer. And even the guy that I prayed for that just got out the hospital, I told him, like, it's funny because he was in the hospital still doing business. It was super dope. Like, he made 18 sales while he was in his ICU bay.
That will be me. Actually, I won't be in hospital, but, like, that's me. Like, I just love it. I love it.
So,
I love it. Yes.
And I need to see, and this is the thing, I have to see those people that do that, and even hear and see you, how you get excited over the $2,000 sale, because you transfer it to me, and my sale's like, yo, we can get excited over $2,000 sale too. So, like, when I told him, when I was in the hospital, I was like, yo, my prayers are more powerful than my dollar. I'm like, I haven't had dollars for like years now. Like, not my own dollars. I had other people's dollars.
Prayer. Like, dollars are a prayer.
Exactly. And when I said that to him, this was before I prayed for him, it was funny, like, because he listened, but you know how people would shake their head like they don't agree, but they hear you, but they don't say anything. So that's what he did, and it was cool, because I was like, yo, he doesn't have to agree with me, but I had the opportunity to share my truth. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't like talking about Kanye. I like talking about the uncomfortable conversations, because you're going to hear my motherfucking truth. And I'm not going to come at and destroy yours. I'm just going to make you think. I just want you to think. And once you start thinking, that's why my image is so off. It's not off-putting, but it catches people off guard when I start to open my, you see what I'm saying?
You know, take this the wrong way. It's kind of like that sacred jester, like not the jester, like isn't your joke, but like the court jester is the most powerful character in that room, because the king confides in him. No one, like, not some people don't take you seriously, but they have like this facade that cracks people open. But then people, like, it's like the character in fucking that Shakespeare thing, like the
I like Joker, that concept.
The king into, as he descends into his madness, and this is archetype stuff too, as he descends into his madness. And, like, loses his fucking mind. Like, the jester is the one that stays there the whole entire time. And, like, this archetype of the sacred clown, like, you know, you wear your crown and you, like, whatever, you know, doesn't, like, match people's idea or whatever. Like, for me, I totally get it. But it's a thing that cracks people open, so you actually have more influence.
Fuck, yeah. And I'm learning that, and it's so awesome walking into it. Like, at first with the crown, like, I was getting the looks, and then I was like, and look, and even putting the crown on was just me being obedient. And you can let me know if you want to wrap up soon, if you're getting uncomfortable, if you
I've got to go visit my mom.
Understood.
I told her I'd be there at 5:40.
Oh, listen. Well, look, I like I said, I just
still like hang for like 15-20.
Okay, cool. Well, I wanted to, like I said, and it's dope, like, because you know how I asked if you had to go. Because you put out that intention to go visit your mom at a certain time, yourself is pulling you to it. But you also is attuned. That's why, like, making commitments, that's why words are so powerful. So it's like everything that we say to ourselves, like, I'm not talking about anything that I don't believe. Like, and I love how you tied in that court gesture and everything, because it's true. And that's a character that I can play. Are you not entertained? Are you not fucking entertained? Me dancing with no shirt on. Me, like, are you not entertained with me with the... Like, and now, are you not empowered? and now I can educate. Like, I've been trying, like, for real, like, I've been trying to learn how to educate people. Like, that's it. I just want to teach. And what I've learned with all of the veils and the illusions, that I can't just teach my way until I really know how to teach myself my way and be okay with it.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. So, yeah, like,
100%.
So, like,
that's, conversations are so valuable, too, because you get to, like, it's not teaching, it's just articulating to yourself to a reflection that you don't have to explain to. It's just there. So you're, like, strengthening that.
That's the iron sharpening the iron. You're not judging, criticizing, or condemning. You're empowering. You're lifting up. Like, I love looking into your eyes. Your eyes are beautiful. Extremely beautiful. So it's like, I most welcome to it. But I'm looking now, like, I realize I see every eyes the way that my eyes are now. Like, a lot of people tell me my eyes are beautiful. I'm like, I've had these for quite some time now. They're not like my mom. Like, my mom got green and gray eyes. My grandmother has green and gray eyes. So I'm like, if I had those, but, like, it's yo. Like, yeah, it'd be crazy. But it's, like, literally, it's even in that last two sentences, how I say, like, they're not like my mom's. That's still me burning through, and we're having conversations with each other. And, like I said, you can reflect, and you can hear yourself. That's the biggest thing. Like, I correct people, but, like, I don't dog them. Like, I corrected in the manner where it's like, yo, you're good. Just like how you did the long story short. Or like, no, yo, I'm grateful for every moment that I get with you. I'm great. Like, and that's how I treat everybody. Like, even the people that connect with me and they just throw all their negative energy and I have to be like, oh, shit, I didn't know I was getting that. Like, I didn't know. Like, I thought you was a light worker. But, like, yo, light workers is the shadow and the dark. Like, and that's big. Balance. And if we didn't have no shadows to shine a light on, then what the fuck would you be out of a job?
Exactly. Right, I've got to go. We just hit my limit.
All right, no problem. Well, God bless you. Stay blessed up. And, like I said, we'll pick up again.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Thanks, Elijah.
Most welcome. Thank you.
See ya.